Okay, let's just review everything we've seen. And what Chasishir is about, Shuon Chasishir, Shuel Vatel, and put the whole package together. Here is the Gemara in Yuma, the fine Dalet Amud Aleph, Achokas, Reish Lakishin, Rav Yochanan, whether Chasishir is also in Ator. Chasishir is, I just was, wait a second. Akiva Schwartz just sent me something with this year today. Let me just answer.
Maybe that was old. I'm here.
You're here. Okay, fine. Okay, fine. I was just about to interrupt to answer you. Okay. Shalom Aleichem. Now I see you. Now. We pass like Rabbi Yochanan. Now Rabbi Yochanan is saying what he does from two separate angles. As it goes, the cause of Kol Chelev. As the cause of Kol Chelev is one thing, but he has a Svara Chos of the Yitzaruf. Why do you need both? We showed him say, because to extend it, to extend it. Now, to beyond Chelev. To understand this, is there are different potential ways of understanding. Now, in Chazi Yetzaruf, what is he saying? So, the Ramban in our Sugya says very clearly, there's no Chazi Shir. Why is there no Chazi Shir? For a very simple reason, that if I have a Chazi Shir Nevela, and I can't have even a small amount of chesed yisurim. Here, if I take a shua, so what's the chesed? So the sheker is in a kazayas. So chatzi zayas, it's not sheker whatsoever. I never know chesed yisurim. Okay. Now, you take a look in the Ramban and Torah Sodom. When he talks about Yom Kippur, and in general, if you feel free to cholish yesh bo sakana. So the klal is a kal kal tchila. Give him the smaller avarice for the bigger avarice. That means if I have to give him chela, which is a kares, or nevela, which is an isalav, I first give him a nevela rather than chela. It's a halacha kal kal chil. Ask the Ramban, ask the Kash, what happens if it's a chatzi zayas chaylev and a chatzi zayas nevela? Ramban says, you give him the chatzi zayas nevela first for the chatzi zayas chaylev. Why? Because we're talking about the chatzi shir. It's it all fits together one smooth thing. Now, the Ran agrees, and Ran has said very clearly that in Shuas Nadara, in Shuas, there's no Chavtadisur. Very, very clear. And when the Gemara talks about a Dabava also, it doesn't mean the Daba to create a Chavtadisur. No. What does it mean? It means Medaba, but also that because he's Medaba and the And the Aveira is the Bittul. Now, Ron is very, very clear on this. So, what do we have? So, Ron says, Ron Chadushim says, Ramban's all actually right. Ron, there's no more for the Rambam. Now, where does he come in now, in on the Rambam? He tries to justify the Rambam within the world view of himself and the Ramban, that there is no Chavtzadi Yisur. I don't need a Chavtzadi Yisur. Here he splits off from the Ramban. No, I don't need a Chavtzadi Yisur. I'm doing Maisa A, that can be Mitzuruf later on and has got the potential to become part of a Mayis Aveira, that itself is enough to be awesome.
Rabbi?
Itself is enough to be awesome. And therefore, Enochem is not a chafzid issue. Now, the problem is, do you have to say this to the Rambam? You don't have to say it. Now, he has another thing. Rambam Nishbalavata. That is, so, now, there are two things here. Rambam says chatzi shir is awesome. But he says the words, it's like chatzi shir of Nevelos and Trefus. That doesn't bother the Rambam. Why doesn't that bother the Rambam? Reason it doesn't bother, let me just move over to the camera. The reason it doesn't bother the Ran is very, very simple. The Ran, that's also in the Velas and Trevas, is because of Chazli Yitzhakuf. And since in the Ran, everything that is the whole thing. Now, it's Chazli Yitzhakuf. I gave an example. That's a Chacham Tzvi says. That there's no Chatzisha by Rav, by a Matzah. Chazli Yitzhakuf. It's conceivable the Ram would apply it to Shabbos, because there is Chatzis. So if I take out a Chatzis Grogers from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, so then I can take another Chatzis Grogers from Mitzurif. It's on the same Shabbos. And you say it's awesome. Maybe the Ram would say yes. Or it could be always like the Rashbam about Pasha, that it's not the so we don't know, but it certainly applies straight across the board. Step one, it would not apply to the sick of the Galo Serva, because there's no step one to step two there. This Nene Bekir of Basa is not step, it may lead to it, but it's not never become part of the Maisav area. And that's, and therefore, that part of the Ramban, you know, after all, totally reject. See where they're coming from in the Havana of the Sukkot. Now, the Rambam himself is, there is very clear the Chalosis. And let me just expand on that itself. The Chalosis. Where do we see the Chalosis? See number one from Hatfos or Zubazo. Yeah. Question we raised. We raised the question. That question we raised is that Kozabal Yacho or Losi Shov Bishmilashek? So initially I suggested all the Chalosi Surama for Bayacho. Okay, but then we're going to run into problems with that. And that was a good suggestion. Very good suggestion. So let's see the problems I run in. Rabbi Kiva and Chacham. So the Rimi Gash says, what does Rabbi Kiva say? Whenever the Torah asks it, Achila, either Torah asks it or I ask it, as a din of machalas asuras, with all the gdara machalas asuras. Now, what does Rabbi Kiva say? That if I say lo shikshov b'shmir asuras, there's a chalos isur. Rimi Gar says it black and white. And since he says it black and white, so and the Rimi Gar also therefore is clear that there's Hatfasa in Shua, Fitzburg, okay. There's a Chalosis above. Here we have to take into consideration something else. That, what is he talking about? He's talking about Korban. And if he's talking about Korban, so, and what does Rabbi Kiva say? He says, I don't care what the Loshem B'nai Yadam is. The Sheker is, I said, I will not violate. I will treat this as macholos asuros, and I will not, there's no sheker until I'm over and it betoras macholos asuros. The chalos iser is for lo tzishov b'shmila shakim. And otherwise, there's no carbon. Wait a second. Once that is so, so wait 1 second. We have two other situations. There's a chalosis where there's no carbon. One is he doesn't use the Shem Hashem. The other is hatfos. And here we open up two possibilities. One is that for some reason it's a laftafa. It's learned out from some riboy Rabbam had that. You know, he didn't inform us on. Or those are under Balyach. What's the nafkamina between the two? Nafkamina between the two is a very, very simple nafkamina. We show many nafkaminas. Nafkamina is the Rivash. What did the Rivash say? The Rivash said that why is it no malchus around Balyach? It's capable of laughing. That means, according to the Rivash, there has to be nothing extra by Yachlo Shul than there is only ready in Los Shul Bishmash. What about Shame? What about Shul Bili Shame? What about Hafos? So it must be, in order to justify the Rivash, that it all comes under Los Shul Bishmash. Otherwise, by Yachlo would add something extra. Okay. So it must be the Rivash understood that it's some sort of Kefal Alavin, not in some sort of Reboy. And therefore, it's a laftof. Could be. Or it could be it's under Bal Yachol. Why is it no malchus for Bal Yachol? Because Shvua is, I'll tell you why. I once talked with my Rebbe Zichron Ruzroch. He said, listen, the ikar of a Shvua is sheker. The ikar of, and the fact is, Chalos Sisser is also true. But the ikar of a Nedus Chalos Sisser Bal Yachol is Chalos Sisser. And therefore, the shvua, even though it's mafurish but prosod, is a laftofel in bayach. I find it a little hard, but he wanted to stay away from the rivash because he didn't like chalos iser under lo tishov b'shmila shakim. What bothers me is that. Rav Akiva is talking about carbon, so there's lo shov b'shmila sheker. And l'chor, if the Rambam agrees with the Rimigash, there's chalos iser there. So the base of the carbon has to be aveiros chalos iser. Now, that fits in perfectly with the Magen Mishneh, Perek Aleph, Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Halacha Zayin. That says, yes.
Also, that the shiurim are mitzarif to a korban, isn't that muchrach? If the shiurim are mitzarif to a korban, that's muchrach that it's losi shel b'shmila sheker.
Yeah, 100%. Who's that?
Moshe Chaim. I didn't make it up today.
Okay, fine. Okay. Yeah. Now, here, so these are the various possibilities in the Shittas and Rambam to understand how he understood what a shvu is. Now, chatzi shir, can avail us a traitor. That doesn't tell us anything at this point. Because if, according to the Ran, he certainly does not apply it to Shabbos. He says so on Perek Chetzel for Shabbos. And that could be in Lachas Marshevus. Or it could be because the Magen Mishneh. It also has the Macholos Asuras. And now, with that in mind, now the famous Rambam Nishba Labata. This Rambam is really a mind-blowing Rambam. He says, why is Shvu Chal al Chatzis Shir Nushba Ola Mehar Sinai? So let's back up a lot. Rambam, when he counts Taryag Mitzvahs, says, Taryag Mitzvahs Nemer L'Moshe B'Sinai. And Nemer L'Moshe B'Sinai is only on Mefurish B'Torah, is not included in Rabbonon, and only Mefurish B'Torah. So 613 things are Mefurish B'Torah. That's Nemer L'Moshe B'Sinai. Comes along the Ran and says, Mushma Mehar Sinai only applies to things that are Mefurish B'Torah, not things we learn from Drashas Chazal. Now, if so, he applies it to three things. He applies it to Talmud Torah, Nedarim Chesam and Aleph, that if a person says, I'm going to take a shua, that I will learn 5 hours today, that's the Kayim. But Meforish B'Torah is only B'Shoch B'Pumach. We learn from a Drashas Chazal that I have to learn all the time. So, he's not Mushma Har Sinai on either L'Kayim or L'Batam. Other, Harua Satzma. What's Harua Satzma? I'll bang my head against the wall. I'm not allowed to do that. I'm not allowed to cause myself pain. It's learned by Drashas Chazal of Ezra Kip. And he says, Chatz Yishir, learn from Reba Kol Chelef. That is, now, how do I understand that? I'll tell you how I understand that. Different people have different understanding. I'll tell you what my understanding. Let's take a look at the Rambam, Perek Hey. Perek Aleph Hilchos Shvuot. Nishba levatel es hamitzvah. Okay, k'gon shenishba shloys atayf betzitzus. Now this bothered people no end. Let me leave that. I'm not the Ramban happens to be the opinion. Ramban happens to be of the opinion that putting on a bigot of valid conflict with tzitzis is a chiyuv and charagvon. But everyone else, the Rambam certainly didn't say that. So what does the Radvash say? What does he mean? He means he'll not be mitzatif in a beged dalek kafes without tzitzis. Nobody says. Well, yilbash tefillin. Now, why should yilbash tefillin? Here we get into a more complicated thing. What is chiyuv tefillin? Rabbeinu Yonah seems to say that there's a chiyuv tefillin every day. Where did I see that? He said in Sefer Ayira, he says that if a person doesn't put tefillin on a whole year, he's mevatel approximately 300 mitzvahs essays. Oh yeah, the Shabbos Yontif etc. L'chora, there's a chiyuv every day, Rabbeinu Yonah. Ritva and Shabbos might say the same thing. Okay. Rambam doesn't say. Question is, what's my chiyuv tefillin? Once in a lifetime, continually. So, I remember when I was learning this from my Rebbe Zichron Levracha. So I said, maybe it's Rishus. My Rebbe said, what do you mean, tefillin's a chova? It's not a Rishus. I said, what's a chova? When? Once a lifetime, once a week, once a month. What's a chova? Or all the time. So he says, well, I said, Ram doesn't say. He says, well, if you say Laila loves Montefillin, who? So then it's once a day. I said, if you say Laila is Montefillin, he says, well, then Shabbos loves Montefillin, it's once a week. I don't know. But the Ram says, I don't know what the Rambam wants. But that's not my Iker problem with the Rambam. Reish Pesukis, the Vatos Mitzvah, Hagas Sukkot, Yochum Matz, Lele Pesach. Every, now, this word Lele Pesach is something that bothered everyone. We'll have to see it a little better. Well, he should say Belel Pesach. Lele Pesach, first night, second night, wait, second night is only Rabbonim. What's the Ramahol, the Nishbel Vatos Rabbonim? Oshisane Beshabosos Vyomim Tov. Here we get into a very, very, very big problem. Rambam says in Shabbos, Reglamet Alochalot, that Kibbutz on Sudha Shabbos is only a Rabbonim. Shnayim in a Torah, Shnayim in the Ritzov. Two Zocha Vishama, Malocha, and Malocha, Malocha, and Kiddush of the Raisa. Everyone is drop on us. So, what's he talking about? Shabbos is beyond Tov. So, the Raj was bothered by it. The Raj says, even though Kibbutz Ve'onek comes up with a very big Kiddush. Raj Matov Reish Yudalad. Even though Kibbutz Ve'onek is the fast on Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's the right according to the Rambam. Now, could be, but that's a massive Kiddush. And if that would be true, the fact the Rambam is telling us Derech Agav here in Hilchos Shavuos is more surprising. He should have said it, because there in Perek Lamed, this is a very surprising rabbi, the more surprising rabbi. In Perek Gimel Hilchos Nedarim. Okay, let's read this. Gimel Alochavov. Cholos handvarim alver mitzvah kedivarishus. Hare hamatza b'leile pesach asura. Again, leile pesach, ra, is awesome. Hare yeshiva sasuka b'chag asura. Hare atfilin asura, netila ola. Hare elu asura ola. Ochol yoshalim, notal, loke. So let's skip that for the moment. I'm in Shin now, but I gave the extra things that were printed. I gave those to Avrami. He gave them to you? Okay. I'm middle of Shin. Yeah, okay. It says, when they man the Dorm Cholos al Dvar Mitzvah, I know the Lahashuas ain't no Cholos al Dvar Mitzvah. Shanishba also Atzma al Dover Shanishba, I know the also Adova Hanodo al Atzma. Nimsa Hanishba Lavata Mitzvah also Atzma, Ukwar Atzma Mushba Marasina. Ain't Shua Cholos. Well, Omid Dover Zebinet, also Dover Zebinet, Zahab Dover Hushinassel, ain't a Mishbah Harsin. What would be if I could create a Nedib, a Kumva Asay, against Harsin? Then the Ram is just a one is Chesed, one is Garba. What happens if I would, and the Ram, what would happen about the Yisra Garba if I could make such a Nedib, or Shuv Nisachet? The psukim seem to tell you that. Kamo shekibu chomei b'yashmo. Hu ome b'shuas bita lahara lehet. Diver erishus kamo shemiyam. She yolcha v'yishta hayom o yotzum v'cha yotzum. Madorim hu ome k'chol yotzum b'yasa. Wait one second. Now, this is a very, very, very interesting Each kid in there, the Oshava Shua, the Achdvar, called the ultimate Pigas. Wait a sec. Called the ultimate. And it's a lochilech bein divrei mitzvah divrei rishus. So apparently, maybe, I don't know. He says halos lo yachal devaro, wherever I have lo yachal devaro, you have halos yisurim. So there, I don't know. This Rambam is a very disturbing Rambam. Fits into the question, what's Balyachot? I know that she yotzim b'shabbos, or b'yontim. Chayiv lotzim shandorim cholos al divrei mitzvah k'mo shebi'arim. Wait one second. If the thing is gar v'chefza, here, I'm fasting, and apparently the Rambam taught us Aleph Hilchos Shulos that fasting and Shabbos is a device. And on those yotzim yom rishon yom shlishi kol yom, talk about yom zeh, every yom tif or every yom kippur, as a chayav lotzim. Why? Because neder is chal levatal samitz. Why? Because and Shvu is not Chal. Question is, so what's happening? Now, he says Shabbos and Yontif, and certainly Rosh Chodesh. But Pogabo Chanukah Purim. What if Chanukah Purim? Now he's telling me something even crazier, Bechora, that Rosh Chodesh is the rise. So this Rosh Chodesh, where does it say anything about Rosh Chodesh? But if I say Shua, She Otsum Rosh Chodesh, it's not Chal. So, here I have a massive headache. Wait one second. Yeah, I just got an email from Blimey, a correct version of your issue. I can print it out now. Okay, I'm sorry, we're living in confusing times. That's why we are on Zoom. So apparently it's the difference between Shvuah and Shua Neder, because both are Isurei Gavra, unless you'll say something else. And Noda Shiyotzum B'Shabbos, Obin Yantiv, Chayiv also. Because the Rambam has done two things. He's explained the difference in terms of Gavra and Chavtza. Number one. Number two, he's quoted Psuk. Now, what's the Ik and what's the Tofel here? The Gemara seems to say that the Ik is the Gavra Chavtza issue. And he says it would seem that way from the Psuk. No. So, Hanoda. So what do you have to say? Hanoda Sheyotzim B'Shavas O B'Yonte Chayv Lotzim Shandorim Chalom Avram Mitzvah. You have to say something that if you take a look on Rambam Perek Gimel Halacha Gimel, and from Halacha Hey, Harishmeis Oviv O Rabo Hayom Hanoda Sheyotzim Oso Hayom Vitzom. So the Rambam does something different than the other Rishonim. The other Rishonim say he asked Bosa V'yayin. Rambam said no, he had a neder that it should be a Yom HaTainis. Okay, and neder should be Yom HaTainis. And the Hatfos is Yom B'Yom. What my neder create, my neder, and take a look at the Rambam, he adds three letters, V'tzom. I take a neder that it's a Tainis, and I fast on it, so that turns it into Yom HaTainis. Then I can be Matzah's Yom B'Yom. So what is Nidrei Tainus about? It turns the Yom into Yom HaTainus. It's Vait, it's again, Chefs. So now I understand. What do? I want to turn Shabbos into Yom Tzom. He says, it's not that I'm paying a net of the Chi of Hagavra to fast. Okay, but a Chi of Hagavra to fast on Shabbos and Yom if I can. Now, okay, so now let's get back to Perk Aleph. Now, the Mashmah says, but it's not 100% clear. So he says that somehow the problem arises of turning Rosh Chodesh into Yom Tzom. My grandfather, Zecharei Livracha, used to say that Korban Musaf in Beis HaMikdash well, is Machayev Simcha Unisot. And therefore, he would say that the Chayev Simcha in Beis HaMikdash, when there is a Korban Musaf on Shabbos and Ayantiv, and a Rosh Chodesh. The Ramban, I found Ramban Sefer Mitzvah says the same thing. He says, that's why Nusach Ashkenaz says, Yismuchu Malchuscha in Musaf, because Musaf and Sham Korban Soseinu, and therefore, in Beis HaMikdash, there was a Chiyuv Simcha, we say Yisro Machos. Okay. Now, so there is a Chalol Sudas Rosh Chodesh when in times of Beis HaMikdash, that we find with Dovid HaMelech and Shaul HaMelech. So, yes, on a Chepzah Shal Mitzvah, and that there can be Chal. The Chiyuv Gavra, it cannot be Chal. Now, with that in mind, let's get back. What I believe the Rambam is saying is as follows. In Perek Aleph Hilchos Shvuot, he says, on Divrei Mitzvah, it is a halach, avo meichel hu lechefzei shamayim. Meichel hu lechefzei shamayim, is that talking about only neder, only bal yachon? Maybe yes, maybe no. If you take a look in the Rambam, I believe, the Gemara didn't seem to say so. Gemara says, Mechul l'chavse shemayim, chad v'shtere korban, chad l'miftarei milav. Let's say, but l'miftarei korban, because they're very shus. They're very shus is something that's not a dvar mitzvah. It has nothing to do with chiyuv. Mechul l'chavse shemayim means a certain chavse shemayim that a mufka from Hafla. As we said in the Mefarish by Kiddush Avdol. Chafzei Shemayim mufka from Hafla. L'horah l'heitiv. That's not in the parsha of Shul. Not in the parsha Shul. So the Shabbat, so the Shantav is not in the parsha Shul. The Shabbat is in the rice. Yes, the Shantav is in the rice. But They're not included in Issa Hafla. But Chatzis Shemai means my Chatzis Shemai. And what are Chatzis Shemai? And why are Chatzis Shemai not included in Hafla? The Rambam tells us. From which Chatzis Shemai? Rabbanon, Minhagim, Limudim. The Rambam says no. The Gemara says, Moshe B'Yomer Harsinai. Only the thing that I'm Moshe B'Yomer Harsinai. Because the Rambam has different levels. There are things before Ish B'Torah. Those are things you get Malkus. Those are included in many Amitzvahs. That's one level of Torah. There's another type of Torah. And that is Limudim. Limudim, when Gemara says, Sheish, the Tariag Mitzvahs, Nemer, L'Moshe, Misinai, it's talking about before Ish B'Torah. Moshe B'Yomer Harsinai is before Ish B'Torah. Ribuyim and not before Ish B'Torah. And Mechelu Chavtzei Shemayim, I mean, those things that are before Ish B'Torah, and not included in Hafla. Okay, so Shul can be Chal on it. No. And it's Lekayim and Levatel. They're not Mushbal of Me'er HaSina. Sebra Halacha, on Sunday, Mushbal of Me'er HaSina, Levatel is a Shof. It's not because I can't do it. Yes.
So we're saying all these things that the Rambam listed are Mushba Vayimid, Me'er HaSinai, even Rosh Chodesh and Suda Shabbos?
I'm not saying there's a Chiv Deraisa, the Chal Hashem Deraisa.
That's also Mefurish.
That's why
I to say it.
Because Simcha is Suda. Simcha, that's part of Simcha. And the Chiyav Simcha Beis Hamikdash is the Chal Hashem, the Shabbos, the Yontif, and the Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is the weirdest thing. It's the weirdest thing. Psalm is a stira to Simcha. It's a Chiyav Simcha in Beis Hamikdash. Yom Simchas Moadechem. What is Yom Simchas Moadechem? It includes Shabbos. In Beis Hamikdash is a Chiyav with the carbon Musaf, there's a Chiyav Simcha. I'm telling you an idea I had. I'm not, it's an idea. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not true. I think it is true. I can't. No.
Rabbi?
Yes.
The Gemara in Erevin and his passing by the Rambam in Hilchos Tainus, Aleph Zion. Lumps together the Isra of fasting on Rosh Chodesh with the Isra of fasting on Hanukkah and Purim, that they're all the same Durabanan, and therefore if you're in the middle
where does the Rambam say that?
Aleph Zion of Hilchos Tainus.
In Hilchos Tainus, let me take a look. Yeah. And so that. Okay,
I think it was Zion. We'll look at it again.
Yeah, so what did I say? I said Beis Hamikdash was. So I'm not talking about Beis Hamikdash. But let me then extract, then forget this diversion for a second. In Beis HaMikdash, with the Chiyuv Simcha. Now, but let me just go back to where I was. What the Rambam is saying, and I believe that that's essential, only something that is mefurish, b'Torah, so there are certain topics that are not included in Haflah. And the topics that are not included in Haflah are mefurish b'Torah. Other things that are not mefurish b'Torah, Ben Lakayim, Ben Levato, they're simply not included in the parsha of Haflo. And these Chafetz Shemayim are not included. And that's, now what Chafetz Shemayim, and that seems to be what it says. Now, if so, so the Rambam is telling me a very, very broad understanding of what the Vatel is. The Rambam is different than other Rishonim. You take a look in Rashi and Daf Chof Tesamar Aleph. Is that a Shua Shof? What is a Shua Shof? Bitul mitzvah, hainu dovashi e efshar. Not allowed to do it. That's it. According to Rashi, the question is, if it's dovashi efshar, something I'm not allowed to do, why, according to Rashi, is chatzishi and namush b'lo b'har Sinai? Could be. Talking within Resh Lakish. Rashi tells us very clear. Levatel Samitsa isn't, because I'm not allowed to do whatever I'm not allowed to do, Minat Torah. That's it. Ram doesn't have that. Ram has the certain topics that are mufka from Haflah, not in Mujba Veome. And the whole idea of Shua Levato, because it's a Shua Kenegat, a Shua of Mujba Mehar Sinai. And that's the Shua Kenegat Shua of Mujba Mehar Sinai. And that makes it, and the Kaim, it's just not included. Something he's not Mujba of Mehar Sinai, that, according to the Rambam, let's take it around before I expand it to my whole idea, Chatzei Shemai. Let's take the Rambam in the simplest way of understanding the Rambam. The idea that Shua Levato as a Shav is because it's against the Shua, and you're only Mushba on Mufurish B'Kol. That's the simplest way of understanding the Rambam. Because Shua against the Shua, it's already covered by a Shua. The Rambam happens to disagree with Rashi, because the Rambam says something, Rambam Perkei, Hilchas Shua, says like this. Am I still on?
Yeah, yes.
Oh, I pressed the wrong button here. Okay, fine. See? Okay, fine. Seems they lost a lot of people here. Okay. So, Rama Perkei, Hilchas Shavuos. Nishbal Kayim is a mitzvah, not chal. Nishbal Kayim is a mitzvah, it's not chal. Why is it? But it's not a shof. So according to the Rambam, the fact that something is not chal doesn't turn into a shof. But lahara l'achayrim, which I'm not allowed to do, he says, that is that you royally should shove. But so therefore, let's just, I went to the Rambam quite a bit, sort of off topic. The Rambam, let's just take the Rambam in its simplest way. The Rambam in its simplest way is very straightforward. That the reason for Shua is something that's already covered by Yeshua. Levatel Lekayim is that covered by Yeshua. Levatel because it's against Yeshua. And Chas Yishir is not against Yeshua because you're only mushba on that which is Mefurish B'Torah. Not something that's learned out from the Mordechai Chazal. And then, if it's Levatel, now, Lekayim is not Chal because it's already covered by Yeshua, not Shov. Levatel, if it's against it, that's separate halacha, that is Shov. And if it's not a Shua against a Shua, so therefore it's Chal, because it's not a Shua against a Shua. That quarter covers everything we have about Chas Yishir that we've gone through. And I hope I tried to make it clear. But I lost some people when I went off to the Shabbos, to the Shiantiv. So you can either replay it here, or you can delete it from the record. That is what you're in the mood to do. Okay, any questions?
Rabbi?
Yes.
Why is there a quote to Ramban about, going back to Chas Yishir, Ramban that you've been getting an offer from a chefter? Why Lamaise does Ramban hold that Lo Sikrivu is only Midrabbanon? Why does Ramban hold Lo Sikrivu is only Midrabbanon?
He's masupik about it.
I'm saying the way it comes out. Why is it not Chas Yishir?
He said it's either Midrabbanon, Rabbi Ariel, something went wrong here. I think I interrupted the upload I was doing again. Okay. Now, Ramban says it's either Midrabbanan, or if it is Minat Torah, it's not one of Minyan Amitzis, it's Drushes Chazal, similar to Chas Yishir Nanamina Aveva. That is what he says. You say he definitely said, so if he definitely says it's Rabbanan, so has no comparison to anything we said whatsoever until now.
So say why would it not be Chas Yishir?
Why? It has nothing to do with Chas Yishir. If it's Chas Yishir, it's the roof, it has nothing to do. Not that it's Chas Yishir, it's the roof, but I have to begin with Chas Yishir. It has nothing to do with anything. The question is, it's not automatically Chas Yishir. I have to stand in my head to justify Chas Yishir. He's comparing something that Chor has nothing to do. Chas Yishir means it's part of a Ma'is Aveira. It's connected to Ma'is Aveira. I'm eating a Chatzadi Yisur. What am I doing? I'm Nana Bekir of Basel. That's all I'm doing.
It could come out that the Rambam may even apply to Shabbos.
What?
According to the scholar,
the Ramban talks in terms of Chatzadi Yisur. The Ramban talks in terms of Chatzadi Yisur. And here on Shabbos, there's no Chesed Yisur. That's my problem with the Ramban applying.
You mean two things. You mean two things. It has to be Chesed. Well, obviously, talking about when you do the Aveir B'Chal. Just that the Tanai is that needs to be Chesed Yisur.
What?
Just that it could be the Ramban that just an additional prat that you need is the fact that it's Chesed Yisur.
Yeah. But what is his whole problem with the Rambam? There's no Chesed Yisur. What's the whole problem with the Rambam? There's no Chesed Yisur. That's the whole problem with the Rambam. Chesed Yisur is an entire Zayas. what does he say in Torah Sodom? He said, you know, that a chatzizai is what he says in Torah Sodom is completely against everything the Ran says. Ran says it has nothing to do whatsoever with nonis and nevelas hilchelas. Separate is, don't take a first step that can be later on. No, here he says, no. Because in Torah Sodom, he says, no. It's an issa chelav, it's an issa nevelas, it's an issa chazer, it's an issa whatever it is.
Rabbi, what would be the din of a neder? What would Rabban hold by neder? Eating chatzishir of a neder. The guy's neder not to eat. If you mentioned the chilum first,
yeah.
Would the yes be chatzishir?
Maybe, because neder is a chalos issur. Could very well be. Even though the Ran. I mean, why the Ran just makes the point, the Rambam says chatzishir in both. His main kash is about shvua. The Ramban only asks in the Ramban on shvua.
I thought the svara he gives is because it's an isser habami atzmai.
What does that mean?
The Torah didn't ask this, it's something which I was the one who defined the isser.
Ramban says, "Is this a bomb me'atzma?" Could be. I understood that. I mean, shekim. I mean, what about neder? It's also is a bomb me'atzma, but it's a chalos issur, a chatzadik. But I'm not sure because even in neder, it could be the chatzadik issur is the full kazayis. Because that the haflah is about the full kazayas. I'm not. It's different than the veil. I create the yisr. Well, the Torah created this. The whole thing is also. Or I created the yisr. It could be. I created a chesed yisur of a kazayas. I'm not so sure, even in the Ramban about neder.
What?
Okay.
Shkach, yeah.
Okay.
Rabbi, can I, how does Rabbi know in the Ran that the Issa, that by Shua it's only a Mr. Sheker? Rabbi's coming off the way the Ran explains the Rif?
Listen, when he's trying to, that there's no, he says very simple, what's the problem with Hatfosa? What's his problem in justifying the Rif? He has two things. He says, number one, that there's equation haflah between neder and shua, he proves it from yad, and therefore there's no difference in haflah and neder. Why shouldn't there be? Then he says, how do I deal with the rif? He says there's no chalos on a chavtza or on a gavra, no chalos there, just a shua.
And then when the Ran himself, though, when he's chayyuk lachmi, he comes and
he says, so then he has to no. Maybe every neder, maybe neder is not because there's a chalos issur. Maybe neder is because it's kedusha. Okay. And that doesn't apply. And even maybe there is a chalos, a neder, it's only chalos issur. I extend the chalos. And in shul, b'chal, there's no chalos. There's no chalos issur whatsoever. And in shul, the whole way he's talking, that's his whole headache with the riff. There's no chalos issur.
But then how do we understand when he himself suggests in Rava that you can have atfosa gavra le gavra by shvua?
Yeah, because there I'm talking, that's a din in the Maisaf law. That's how he began the whole thing. He says the whole din of hafla is a din of hafla. There's an equation hafla between nedim and shvua, and so therefore there should be hafla. It's a different because. In Hadfos and Neder, I say zoo. And I'm pointing to an object. Here, there's no zoo. And in Garba Begarba, it's not that anything's chal on me. It's the same way. I'm also an X, I'm also an Y. So it's a din and Hadfos that I don't have to spell it. I need a full Meiser. Sure. Hadfos says I don't need a full Meiser. And this type of Meiser, sure, is a good enough Meiser. Sure, it's a good enough Meiser Neder.
And how do we explain
everything? The mice and shvua, the mice and nether.
And then Abaye holds. So this was Abaye hold that by shvua you could even do zoo kuzu and a chefza.
Abaye says, "Kamos shvua mipif." It's full mice. He says it's a full mice and it's not that I'm being told of myself on anything else. It's a full mice and nether, full mice and shvua.
Even though you're going from chefza to chefza, meaning what, how are you creating that ma'aseh shvua? Meaning that there's nothing chal on the chefza.
Love kamotzi shvua mipiv. There's no chavtz or chavtz anyway, because it makes no sense. Let me go back to the round again. I hear what you're saying. I have to go back inside the round. I'll tell you. Me, it's a shembly net. I'll tell you tomorrow. Okay. I just have to chaz over the run again inside my head. Let's say the rabbi said.